A long, hot summer is coming, and it has nothing to do with the weather. Hello, I'm Steve Forbes, and this is What's Ahead, where you get the insights you need to better navigate these turbulent times. Things are heating up domestically, and most ominously, internationally. We are in a perilous period, and our leaders look unable to deal with what is unfolding. At home, the violence-prone extreme left organized numerous campus eruptions. Organizers knew that most universities are governed by weak people who hate conflict and fear the wrath of both woke idolaters and a faculty that long ago forgot what their institutions were supposed to represent. Things will go into a lull after the schools close for the summer, but big trouble will likely brew in Chicago this August at the Democratic National Convention. Protesters and malevolent disruptors will be well organized and out in force. The 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago was marked by riots. The GOP won the White House that November. Unfortunately, the current mayor of the Windy City is an extreme leftist ideologue who hates the police and is administratively inept. The governor of Illinois grovels before the party's far left. All in all, not a formula for a peaceful gathering. What is happening on the campuses and likely to erupt in Chicago is stoking counterforces. But unfortunately, right now, all this will reinforce the impression that the U.S. is a declining power, no longer able or willing to reliably lead the free world. The Bidenites have largely been doormats to our adversaries. Letting the Houthis, a tentacle of the evil octopus of Iran, to disrupt commercial shipping is a shocker whose significance is not grasped by the White House. Freedom of navigation has been an American mainstay for over two centuries, and the U.S. Navy has kept international shipping lanes open since World War II. The U.S. has been tentative as Beijing continues to take steps to gain control of the crucial South China Sea. After October 7, the Biden administration has gone out of its way to hobble Israel and help Hamas. The White House permits the mullahs to flout sanctions and sell billions of dollars worth of oil to China. The Biden team drags its feet on giving Ukraine what it needs to win. And here we get to the biggest danger in coming months, sliding into a global conflict. Our enemies may well decide to make major moves against the U.S., regarding the next few months as a window of opportunity that may close when an enfeebled Joe Biden leaves office next January. This may include China effectively isolating Taiwan by shelling nearby islands, as it did in the 1950s. Beijing might simultaneously move even more aggressively to establish de facto control over the South China Sea by actually barring ships, for whatever reason, of certain countries or companies. Putin may move against Georgia and even NATO member Latvia, which has a large Russian minority. Would Biden risk a war with Russia over little Latvia? Iran could inflame the Mideast even more. Ronald Reagan was right. Weakness tempts tyrants. I'm Steve Forbes. Thanks for listening. Do send in your comments and suggestions. I look forward to being with you soon again.